A contrast effect occurs when we judge or evaluate people by comparing them to other people that we've recently come in contact with or encountered. We evaluate their characteristics as being higher or lower than these other people that we've just met. So basically, we're comparing and contrasting people and their characteristics. This is a false perception because we're actually comparing people to people and not people to reality. So here's a quick example is a photographer that photographs supermodels all day long. All day long, he or she is working with people that are physically attractive and probably the top physically attractive people in the area. Now, this may become a problem if he or she is using the contrast effect to judge other people because everybody else that he meets throughout the day is going to come in at a lower physically looking standard than the supermodels that he or she is photographing all day long. Another good example of the contrast effect is a manager that's conducting interviews. I won't go into the details because you can read about it in our example section of this slide. Now take a look at the images to the right. They demonstrate the contrast effect really well. When you're comparing the two dots to the dots around them or the people that you have recently encountered, it really makes them look different. But if I remove all of the people or all of the things that you've recently encountered, all of those dark circles, you can actually see that these two dots are exactly the same size. But when you contrast them to the people around them in the top image, it makes it look like the blue dot, the light blue dot on the right is smaller than the light blue dot on the left, which is not the case.